It is of you. It's Dan, it's Sean, and it's Josh Williams to go through a game that was full of the joys when Liverpool rocked up. They were dominant from start to finish and they beat Galatasaray 4-0. I think for this one, Josh, it's a bit of an insight maybe into what he can do and maybe should do if he gets luck on his side for the rest of the season, which is, you know, context is a fine thing, but we might go into Brighton and get a nosebleed and or be back to being miserable come mid-Saturday afternoon. But I think there's an argument for him to say he's wedded to these fullbacks now if he can keep them fit. He's wedded to them giving him a lot of width. He's wedded to therefore having another midfield option by having Szoboszlai where we need him to be. And he's wedded to Liverpool attacking in numbers, which we've not seen a lot of. And I think there's a lot we've seen last night, which we can take from the fullbacks as this is how Liverpool maybe should be playing. It wasn't that they were always found by the men on the turnovers and in the build-up in the final third, but they were front-footed, you know, they were robust, and they were giving Liverpool another option out wide, which allowed for players like Salah and Beards to maybe be a little bit narrow and a bit more effective in attacking areas. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, I think keeping the fullbacks fit is the crucial line there, especially Frimpong. Obviously, Frimpong arrived in England without ever really having picked up an injury. And I think he's picked up three or four since he's been on Merseyside. According to Transfermarkt, he's missed 13 days, 21 days, 54 days and 29 days. And obviously we're about three quarters into the season or something like that. So that's a lot of time for your fullback to miss, especially considering the alternative in Conor Bradley is out for the rest of the season.